Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't do this. No, no,
no, it's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Just over an hour away from Bob Costas joining us on Ben and Woods. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking, it's better. Don't embarrass me in front of Bob Costas, Woods.
Me?
Yes.
How would I ever do that?
I know you'll feel the same way, though. We both kind of worship,
revere. Yeah, there's a lot of reverence.
We
there.
Put him on a pedestal.
A pedestal, yes. As Mike Clevenger tweeted last night. Mike Clevenger, baseball player, not an English major. Pedestal. Can that be a don't do this? I think that's a pretty.
Go
good,
ahead, make that don't do this number
you
one.
You know what? I think I will. To be honest with you, because it really tickled me last night. Mike Clevenger, pitcher, you know, really, really good pitcher, by the way, for the Cleveland Indians, got into it with a fan on Twitter about everything that's going on with the labor negotiations right now. Guy says, you know, Mike, I used to ride a bus about 45 minutes from the east suburbs when I was 13 years old to see the Indians. With the way players and management want to screw the fans, screw you and baseball. He says, you, sir, have no idea what I had to go through to wear this uniform. Don't you dare get on a pedestal. Now, because you also have endured trying times, we all have. Last thing I'm going to do is bend over now. Wow. It went on and on. This is not going to look good, though. Arguing with those fans that feel that way about baseball, they are entitled to feel that way about baseball. You can't, as a player, get on there and argue with them. Trevor Bauer has been doing it a lot lately.
We've seen though,
it
in the past.
It doesn't end well.
You can't convince.
No, you're not going to.
You can't convince fans who think of you guys making millions of dollars to play a kid's game that you'll never win that argument.
You won't, Benny. And you know,
it's the easy argument to make is, why are you okay with the owners making
right.
all the money though? I don't understand. I mean, you come, you support, you watch our games, you like watching us play. Shouldn't you want us to make the money rather than, you know, the owners taking it all? It's not how a lot of fans think. It really isn't.
It's really not. And you know, but again, Benny, that's their right. The fan, they have only a certain amount of dollars that they can spend, okay? And if they choose to spend it on the Indians or the Padres or the Yankees, whoever they want to spend it on, that is their right. Everybody's competing for those dollars. We do our show is free. Free. No one has to pay for our show. No one has to pay for our podcast. No one has to send $5 a month and nothing. On the house.
We do appreciate it if you, you know, shop at B&B Appliance and go to Dog.
Of course.
House
of course.
Check out 7 Mile Casino when they're open.
But it's not going to cost you a nickel if you don't. Not going to cost you one nickel. And people argue with me every day. They argue with Paul. They argue with you. But people want to complain about stuff. All right? So you almost, I get into it with them because, again, I'm like, you don't have to pay me. You're not paying my salary. It's not like you're sitting in an arena watching me broadcast, you know? It doesn't ever really go anywhere when you're talking to a guy like that. Mike Clevenger, A, needs to know better. He also needs to know that there's no such thing as a pedestal.
All right, Woods, you made a purchase recently. You may rethink it after this story. An adult motel.
Ooh. I did not
Brazil.
Buy an adult motel.
has created an MMA-themed room for role-playing couples. It comes complete with an octagon-shaped bed inside a steel cage. Apparently, this is a thing in Brazil. The hotel is called the Posada Gurupi in the city of Teresina in the northeastern part of the country. It's not affiliated with UFC, Bellator, or anything like that. It's just trying to capitalize. Very popular sport in Brazil, and apparently it gets couples just kind of riled up.
Explain.
Well, see, here's where...
Why aren't I doing this?
One of the features, the decorations of the room, sitting right next to the bed, just staring at you, is Bob.
Like I have?
Yes, exactly like you have.
In my garage.
They ordered a Bob, a training sparring dummy, who's sitting there right there in your octagon-shaped bed. Maybe you want to bring Bob up to the bedroom.
Some guys are into that. There's a whole genre. They don't call them Bobs, though. It's very
Bob like to watch.
Bob, in my house, I did buy the Bob. I wanted a heavy bag. My wife said no. It's great. So I bought a Bob that I have the boxing gloves. I go out and beat up Bob a little bit every day. I really like to box. And Bob is the most terrifying thing ever. And he's been in our house for a week. And he scares the S out of me. Every time I open the garage in the morning to come to work, you're like, because he's flesh-colored and he's about my height. And it's just, there's a man with his shirt off with no arms in my garage. I think I could take him, but I'm not sure.
If I'm Hannah Nancare.
Oh, it scares her to death.
One morning, you're going to wake up, and instead of her next to you,
Bob
is going to be sleeping.
I would absolutely die. My son likes to go out and look. Go see Bob. Go see Bob. And I'll hold him up to Bob, and he looks at Bob and just gives him a hug. I think that means he's terrified as well, so he just gives him a hug. Actually, quite sweet. I will finish up here on Don't Do This Today. This is an interesting story and a timely story. You know, if you missed the open of the show, Paul Reindel fell back asleep this morning, didn't get into work till 4:45.
He woke up.
Yeah, woke up.
Fell back asleep.
Alarms didn't
That's
go off.
That's what the second and third alarm are for.
That's exactly. He said that he had them. They didn't go off. That old bit, food poisoning, you know. We've all heard the excuses. But I watched this radio host in Philly. His name is Mike Missanelli. I've never heard of this guy before. But he got into it with his producer.
And he's got a whole televised
radio show, too.
Yeah, they got him in the boxes and everything.
So it's a little bit different. So I'll explain what happened. I want you to listen to the audio that led to the incident, though. Here it is.
Knowing that no such crime has occurred, the office has misdemeanor penalties, including up to 1 year in jail. She called saying she was being attacked and her dog, which they weren't. That's illegal.
Her interpretation would be, I'm being attacked verbally. That's what her explanation would then be.
But she wasn't.
Because he wasn't. She was the one.
Her perception maybe was that she was being attacked verbally.
So that's why she stuck to him? I think she's just a liar.
Of course she is.
And she got caught.
Why are you taking this out on me?
I'm not.
I'm trying to explain the other side of it.
I just don't think that there's another side. I think she's a liar.
So they go to commercials.
So they're talking about that incident that took place in Central Park.
Yeah, Amy Cooper.
A woman who had her dog was off the leash.
Guy asked her to put it back on the leash.
A guy who happened to be a black man said, hey, your dog has to be on the leash in this area of the park. It's a rule. I'm a bird watcher. You're scaring all the birds away. We're supposed to be able to come here.
Yeah, this is where I come to watch birds.
You know, please put your dog on the leash. And she got very scared, whatever. And he was filming the incident, and she started threatening him, saying, "I'm going to call 911. I'm going to tell the cops that a black man is threatening me."
Yeah, I mean,
this is
what happens, man. People lose their lives in stupid incidents.
We're
like
one or
this.
Two misunderstandings away from a tragic incident. At that point, this went viral. The woman apparently lost her job because of it,
and her dog
has been harassed on social media as well because of it. It was an important story, though, and they were talking about, obviously, in Philly, very close to New York.
Yeah.
This was something they were talking about on their show.
But he got so mad at this, and you're on TV, bro, he takes his headset off like this and just throws it across the room. His producer's face, his mouth is agape. He's like, what just happened? Then they come back from commercial. And you can see the videos everywhere. It's all on the internet. We'll tweet it from Ben and Woods, too. You see him still into it with his producer, and you see he drops like an F-U, at his producer. He was really hot. And, you know, sometimes there's no need to take the devil's... Like, sometimes there is just a right answer. You know, there's no need to be devil's advocate. And he did not like being challenged at all. So he was not in his seat yesterday. They didn't say if he's gone, he's suspended, or whatever, but doesn't look good for Mike Missanelli in Philly.
I don't know. Throwing your headset isn't a fireable offense, I would think, in radio.
These days?
You're frustrated. Throw your headset. I mean, you don't want to injure anyone, obviously, with it.
Yeah, he definitely didn't hit anyone.
It's one thing I like about our show, though, is that we don't play that game.
No.
We really don't. Hey, you take this side, I'll take the other side. It'll spark people to call in. And
hey,
when it happens
bit,
naturally,
man.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. If we have a disagreement, like earlier this week, our Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to say Happy Memorial Day. You said, no, that's it's just not okay. It just doesn't strike the right tone. More people agreed with you than me, but we had an interesting discussion about it earlier this week. But we're not just going to make up a debate just so we could be on different sides of it. Sounds like he was kind of maybe, you know, just jumping in to stir the pot a little bit. You know,
he said, here's
the other side of that story.
He said, I'm going to give you the legal perspective. And it's like, no, man, again, now's not the time for, you know, a white woman to be saying, I'm going to call the police and tell them an African-American man is harassing me. And that guy could have easily lost his life. We've seen it happen before. And him on there, I'm gonna play the other role. No, dude, there's no other role. And boy, when they challenged him and said there is no other side, the headset goes flying. Clearly it went, 5 minutes into all through commercials. Comes back, you see him drop the FU at his producer. And, yeah, man, I wonder. I wonder if he keeps his gig. These days? Yeah, 10 years ago, not an issue. 20 years ago, definitely not an issue. 30 years ago, they're doing blow in between breaks. Now, completely different, man. If that female or that producer feel threatened, he's done. He's done.
That is Don't Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
How would you like to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets, courtesy of 97.3 The Fan? Well, we've got your chance, and all you have to do is, well, practically nothing. Just make sure you've downloaded the 97.3 The Fan radio.com app, favorite our station, hit the little heart button, and then hit play. And you are automatically entered to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Market. Who couldn't use $500 in extra groceries right now? Just go to 97.3thefansd.com for more details. All right, when we come back, an hour away from Bob Costas, but we're just minutes away from the nearly wed game as we put our producer, Paul Reindl, and his fiancée, Megan, to the test.
Oh, I'm so excited.
To see if they're actually ready to take this giant step.
This is punishment
into
Paul
wedded
being
bliss.
Late today. Punishment.
Next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.